Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. I was just chatting with Jason about one of our newest instructors. He's going to be coming on with us a couple Fridays from now for hour number one. And his name is Pat, and he is a singer. And he sings a song that is the used to be the number one Christmas song in the East Coast. And now it dropped to number two, and maybe it's back up to number one again. And it is pretty hysterical. It's very short, and I asked Jason to preview it to see if how much trouble I might get in to by playing that on the air. Because there's a certain group of people that you can't mention on the air. And if you do, it's a kiss of death. So I asked him if he would preview that, and he can let me know. And I'm hoping to be able to play it for you. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Gwyneth live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
I'm really well. How are you? You're the one who fell again, right?
Yeah, I did. I was I'm not on horseback. I was out walking in my fields in my paddock, and I came across some small branches or sticks that were lying on the ground, and I tripped on them, and I fell backwards onto an exposed tree root and fell on exactly the same patch that I fell on the previous time. And it was not fun. And I've spent about the last week in quite a bit of pain. I'm feeling a lot better now, actually. So I don't think I actually broke anything. I think I just shocked the scar tissue. You know, but for a few days there, I was wondering if I had actually, you know, like rebroken ribs or whatever. But the thing that led me to say, well, I think it might just be shocked, although I'm not sure. It could have cracked something. This is what I thought at the time, was that my breathing was not really affected. Although there was a lot of pain, I was still able to breathe quite freely, and my lungs didn't seem to, you know, be filling up with liquid, which would indicate that I had punctured something or anything like that. But it was quite a painful few days. And, but yeah, this is, you don't have to be on horseback or even doing anything in particular on a farm or, you know, to have an injury. I was just walking. I was just had a bucket in one hand and I was collecting, fallen cactus fruit, which is something that I do most days. And I collect the fallen cactus fruit and I go and I feed them to my chickens. So that's a morning task. But this particular morning, I just, you know, for whatever reason, didn't see the twigs that were lying there on the ground. And I tripped on them and I fell backwards, not forwards. If I'd fallen forwards, it would have been, you know, inconvenient, but less of a problem. But no, I fell backwards onto a tree root on exactly the same patch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there we go. People need to bear this in mind, by the way, if they're considering going and moving onto a farm. that a certain level of fitness is required, not just for the physical work that you have to do, but on account of the fact that you might have injuries to deal with, and you're going to have to heal from those injuries. And if there's only one of you or only a few of you, the work is not going to stop just because you have an injury. So if you've got animals, they will still need to be fed. If you've got wood-fired stoves like we have, they will need to be fed as well. And it's not going to stop. And at the time, I think that my son Theo was once again out visiting a friend of his, and he didn't come back for a day or two. So I had to chop the wood and do what chores I could while he wasn't there. And I contacted him and I said, I've had a fall and I think I'm hurt or something like that, but I think that I'll be okay. And so I said, oh, yeah, all right. Basically. And although I might not have actually said anything to him and just let him enjoy his time out, you know. Anyway, there we go. That's what happened with me. Sneeze. Oh, I've got a sneeze. No, I haven't got a sneeze. It went away.
Sorry. I'm glad you're on the mend. I'm glad you're on the mend, and I don't think it's quite obvious to those who have never really been on a farm or have tried farming that how dangerous it is. I mean, there are plenty of times when I drive a tractor without a... God bless you. There are plenty of times I drive a tractor under tree branches, and if I don't do it right, I can get knocked off the tractor and get run over by the implement. I mean, that kind of stuff can happen.
God bless you.
God bless you. So farming really is a dangerous occupation. And whether you're on a tractor or whether you're carrying something, it involves lots of hand tools. And it is one of the most dangerous occupations there is. Right up there with sheet metal fabrication, which can get you sliced very easily. So, yeah. What do you have in store for today for our class, Gwyneth?
To talk about what's been happening here in Victoria, because they are using Victoria, Australia, that is, where I live, as a test case for the rest of the world. There's a few places that they seem to have picked out as places to test what they're going to roll out elsewhere. And Australia and New Zealand, for about the last 40 or 50 years, have always been the places that they had decided to test everything, because they think that we live on the bottom end of the world. The word antipodes literally means standing opposite to everybody else. And they think, you know, nobody in particular lives here. Nobody cares what happens in Australia and New Zealand. Of course, it's not true that nobody lives here, because this region of the world, Australia and New Zealand, has a population of approximately 30 million people. And 30 million people is not nothing. So, but it's a lot smaller than 6 billion. Obviously. And Canada's the other place that they think that they can get away with testing everything that they're going to roll out everywhere else, and that's also happening at the moment. And I actually feel really, really sorry for everybody in Canada, because you've got Justin Trudeau to deal with. Oh, my gosh. You know, Scott Morrison is not a good person. You know, I am a Christian, by the way. Actually, I was baptized as a Pentecostal, and I do speak in other tongues as a form of prayer, which is a sacrament of the Pentecostals. They have another language that they speak in that God gives them, and it's a form of meditation or worship, and I do that still, although I haven't been to a Pentecostal church in many, 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 many years. Scott Morrison says that he's a Bible Pentecostal and all the rest of it. I don't believe it for a moment. I don't believe it for a moment because Jesus said you'll know them by their fruits. And his fruits are that he's let the globalists in to do whatever they jolly well please. And whatever they jolly well please in Victoria means basically treating us as a fascistic dictatorship. And Daniel Andrews fell down the stairs, in quotation marks, as Rich Sheeben is fond of saying. So I don't know what happened to him, but the rumour is that somebody in Melbourne's underworld got a bit upset at him, and he had an accident. Yeah, he fell down the stairs. So one wet morning, and that doesn't seem to matter because it's a cartel that's running the show. And there's another guy called James Merlino. And it wouldn't matter if anything happened to James Merlino. They'd have another cookie cutter, power-hungry, satanic freak to fill his shoes. You know? They're all lined up behind him. And because of that, this state is in a great deal of trouble. You would have to absolutely get rid of probably about 5,000 people in Victoria, which has a population of approximately 5 or 6 million people. So it's a tiny proportion of the overall population. It's nevertheless a very problematic tiny proportion of the overall population. Might be, if you counted the bureaucrats and the police, you might push it up to 6 or 7,000. Compared to the rest of us, it's a tiny amount of people. But they're making our lives hell. Literally, and the rest of the people in the state putting up with it, except for a tiny proportion of people like me. And, I'm saying, by the way, nothing that I say in this broadcast should be construed as me advocating that anyone should actually go out and do anything violent. I'm just saying how history operates, that the only way out of this situation that we have here in Victoria historically is rebellion or revolution. Once it gets to this sort of state, I'm not saying that anyone should go out and do that. What I am saying is that this is the only way of escape. Historically, for populations, once your government gets to the stage where there's the guy who's the puppet figurehead at the top and there's 7,000 people behind him waiting for him to have an accident so that they can step into his shoes. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was thinking about Joe, Sleepy Joe, the plagiarist. And I was thinking about him visiting, and this is all my imagination running wild, him visiting an all-girls school and addressing the sixth graders and saying, I just can't wait till you all graduate. And meaning it. He can't wait that long.
He's actually said such things publicly many times in the past.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Last day you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to the season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, what would you do if you had an employee who refused to carry out the assignment? Now, let's say it's a perfectly legal assignment. You're not asking the employee to break the law or do something that would be out of the ordinary for that job description, and the employee just flat out refuses to go. And this goes on for months. And what would you do if that person had to be, oh, let's say a woman of color, maybe one quarter black? What would you do if you had an employee that did that? What would you do if that employee happened to be the vice president of the United States? What would you do if you were the boss, or let's say the president, and you assigned your vice president the task of going to Mexico and solving the Mexico-United States border issue, and your employee didn't show up and do the job? What would you do? I guess you do nothing, because that's what Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist is doing. Nothing. So what am I talking about? Well, Kamala A. Harris was assigned by the boss as the best person to do this job, to go to Mexico and solve the border issue. And she hasn't done it. She hasn't gone to the border. Maybe she's working the phones, but she's just not gone to the border. And people are wondering what's going on. And it seems like the news has almost dropped this story. So what would you do if you had an employee like that? I mean, I know what I would do. I'd fire her. Like a couple months ago. Gwyneth, any comments about that? Kamala not showing up? I'm not sure how to pronounce her name. It's spelled K-A-M-A-L-A. It looks like Kamala to me.
Yeah, to me, it doesn't really matter what a person's skin color is. I go on the content of their character. I think that Martin Luther...
Well, I'll tell you why I mentioned that. She is allegedly one quarter black, because this would be the first vice president of the United States that would be female, and the first vice president of the United States who would be some content black. And that would be a great opportunity to prove to everyone that it is the content of one's character and not the color of one's skin that is important.
Yeah.
But she didn't do that.
But it seems as if all the diversity training has had the effect that if somebody is anything other than white Anglo-Saxon ancestry, that they think they can do what they jolly well please and that they're untouchable. That's, probably going to be a really controversial statement, but I really don't care because... if you are a person who is other than white Anglo-Saxon and or white European ancestry, and you do a good job, I'll be the first to pat you on the back. If you are a white Anglo-Saxon or European ancestry and you do a terrible job, I'll be the first one to... pillory you. I'll kill haul you, figuratively. I go on the content of people's character. That's how everybody has to be. But the effect of the diversity training has been that people are judged on the color of their skin. And people who have some melanin content in their skin judged as being something like holy, untouchable, etc., can do no wrong. And so they believe that they can do as they jolly well please. And it's just not right, Vincent, because you get good people and you get bad people in every nation under God's earth. And that's just how it is.
Well, I judge people based on the content of their character. I really do. And I have friends of all colors, races, and creeds. And I judge them based on the content of their character. Now, if a person happens to be of any particular color and any particular creed and violates what I would consider good conduct... that person is not my friend, because I judge people based on how they behave. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat producer is coming back online Wednesday after a weekend cyber attack. JBS expects to have nearly all of its processing plants running again across the country, in Australia and Canada. The company is saying it's not sparing any resources to fight the threat. Cybersecurity expert Dave Kennedy says U.S. companies should be on high alert.
What's happening is you have companies that aren't taking cybersecurity necessarily seriously that control critical infrastructure. And then you have, the sophistication level continuously raising. raising by these organized crime groups that continue to grow.
Israel is planning to ask the Pentagon for $1 billion this week to upgrade its missile defense system. That word came from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's visiting the Middle Eastern country. He's also inspecting damage from 11 days of rocket attacks from the terrorist group Hamas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Biden announced on Tuesday he plans to narrow the wealth gap among minorities. Biden unveiling his plan on Tuesday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he met with survivors of the city's 1921 race massacre. The massacre gaining attention in recent years after being an often overlooked instance of racism and violence. When it comes to the debate between equality and equity, former Oklahoma Republican Congressman T.W. Shannon tells Fox News,
equal opportunity does not mean equal outcomes. You know, we all come to this great country with different backgrounds. We come from different socioeconomic opportunities. But when you look at what's being proposed by the left, this idea of socialism, you know, they talk about closing the wealth gap. Well, the problem with closing the wealth gap the way the left wants to do it is they want to make everybody else poor, but that does nothing for the guy who's already poor. What we ought to do is try to break the chains of generational poverty, and the only way to do that is through capitalism. Capital is a coward. It will not flow, John, to a hostile environment. And unfortunately, President Biden is proposing corporate tax rates that are higher than even communist China. So if we really want to move the African-American community forward, like in places like in Greenwood, it starts with job opportunity. The best social program in the world is a good-paying job.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1935 when Babe Ruth, one of the greatest baseball players in the history of the game, retires. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, what's next on your list to teach our class today?
Okay, I would like to still keep talking about this whole Victoria situation, because I think that it's an example of what everybody's going to be facing in the future. And it's really, really important for people to realize that the guys who think they run the show will only do what they think they can get away with, okay? And if they think that they can't get away with it, they won't do it. And I've seen this multiple times in my own life. At the end of the day, all that they have is thuggery. And that can be really, really unpleasant to deal with. So, for example, they have this extortion that they this big deal. They've got not multiple extortion rackets that they run. But one of them is what they call land rates or property taxes. And I called their bluff on it legally and lawfully by simply refusing to pay it and saying, this is extortion, I'm not doing it. And at the end of it, the only thing that they had to back up their claim that I owed them all this money was a fraudulent court order. By fraudulent, I mean there wasn't actually a judge's name at the bottom of the court order, because no judge in his right mind would ever sign off on anything like that. And so they made a name up, which means that that court order is a fraudulent document. And I called them on that, and then they really didn't have anything more to back it up, except this statement is, oh, well, you've got to pay it anyway. And I said, no, I don't. I don't have to pay out on a fraudulent document, on a fraudulent court order. It's not a court order. If there's no judge's signature on the bottom of it, no court stamp on the bottom of it, with a judge's registration number and signature on the bottom of it, it's not a court order. And, you know, this is it. But because I called them on it, ultimately there's nothing at the end of the day that they can do to make me pay. And so this is it. You know, and if everybody did that, they would go broke overnight. I've exposed their legal standing, which is that they don't have any, on the issue of so-called property taxes here in Victoria. They don't have a leg to stand on. But like everything else, I'm the only one doing it. You know? The other thing, so-called child protection. You know? I fought them tooth and nail on that issue. And I got to raise my sons because I fought them on it. Everybody else, I mean, I really have the greatest deal of sympathy for everybody who is out there who has lost their children to the so-called child protection system, which is the child endangerment system as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, at one point my children were put into state care, and I went and got them back and fled interstate, you know, and I can probably never go back to that particular state. But I found out from my children afterwards, they were putting them in cages, and they had something like a cattle prod or a taser taped to a pole, and they were scaring the children with it when they were locked in a cage. So when I heard later on about the children in cages debacle, you know, where it came out that they were putting children in cages in America, and then they were, you know, more or less auctioning them on a slave auction block or something like that. I forget exactly how it went, but it became known as the children in cages scandal. I said, yeah, I believe that. That's what they did to my children. I went and got them back. And I've had a really interesting life because of that. You know, I haven't had a normal life. But I've stood up to them, and because I stood up to them, I've got my own farm. I've got my children, you know. I've got my freedom. And I've done this over and over and over again. And every time that I've stood up to them, I've had to back off. And, oh, my gosh, if everybody did this, they would not be able to operate how they operate. But everybody's frightened of them, and everybody's absolutely terrified of being labelled as an outlaw. But for me, it's, you know, they're the outlaws. I don't have that psychological problem of being frightened of being called a bad person. because, you know, I don't know, maybe it is that in many of my past lives I really was a bad person, but I know that in this life I'm not a bad person. I'm somebody who loves God and wants to do the right thing, and I don't rely on my definition of being a bad person on outside opinion. And people have to get it in their own heart where God loves them, and if they love God and, you know, live a Christian life and believe about the cross of Jesus Christ, that he came to die for all of our sins, then that makes you righteous. That makes you a saint, according to what the Bible says, you know. And, yeah, we still do stuff that we regret. We still do wrong things because we live in a fallen world. But it makes you a good person if you believe about the cross of Jesus Christ. And if you love God and believe that he died for you with all your heart. And, you know, whatever happens in your life, at the end of it, it'll somehow end up working out for the best. You know, and that doesn't give you license to, you know, if you say, oh, I love God, and then go out and rob a bank. That's not what I'm talking about, you know. But what it does mean is that if you say that you love God, and this you are going to have bad circumstances in your life. If you say that you love God, and you really do love God, then you are going to have problems. You're going to have trouble in your life, and Jesus Christ promised it. But he said, don't be frightened, because I've overcome the world. And if he's overcome the world, then we can overcome the world. You know? But how do we overcome the world? Through our faith. This is what the Bible says. This is what every Christian knows. You can overcome the world through faith and prayer and obeying God and doing what's right. Not what somebody says is right, but what is right. And what is right, you'll know what's right in your heart, you know. And what you know is right in your heart might not be the same as what everybody else says is right. But you do it anyway, and everything will work out for the best. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, and as you were mentioning doing the right thing, and you're talking about putting your children in cages, reminded me of a huge scandal perpetrated by Volkswagen of Germany. And, Gwyneth, I'm pretty sure you remember the Volkswagen diesel emissions scandal, where Volkswagen engineers programmed the computers, the engine control computers, to cheat on the emission testing, so that they know that there's a difference between when you put a car stationary on a dynamometer and you're not turning the steering wheel versus running the engine and collecting exhaust samples, compared to driving that vehicle where you're stepping on the brake and the body's leaning and yawing and the steering wheel is turning, etc. So they programmed the software to cheat based on how the dynamometer testing would be done. And this scandal involved about 500,000 cars. And in this particular scandal that Volkswagen was forced to offer to buy back 500,000 cars, and the CEO was indicted, and, you know, on conspiracy and fraud charges in the U.S. and also manipulating the stock market, etc. They showed on a TV documentary called Dirty Money. It's on it's on Netflix, and it's homework class. You need to watch Dirty Money. It is disgusting what people do in the pursuit of money. And so this will show you, if you watch the Volkswagen scandal, it will show you how these German executives, the CEOs and, you know, high-level officials from Volkswagen lied and lied and lied to everybody, the regulators, and the plan to obfuscate and confuse and manipulate the studies, etc., how they polluted the entire planet in the pursuit of money. And they wanted to be the world's largest automobile manufacturer, and they were. Well, one thing that they did was they took a beautiful monkey, and they put this monkey in a box, a plastic box with, you know, almost like glass, but it was plastic, and they pumped the exhaust of a Volkswagen diesel into it.
Oh, no.
And the monkey was absolutely panicking. You could see the horror on this monkey's face. And it wasn't for seconds. They did this for hours. They did it with a Ford F-150 pickup truck diesel. And this monkey was absolutely terrified. And they hired this study out. And that's what they did. This company is disgusting. And if you own a Volkswagen and you know that and you haven't turned it in, you should be ashamed of yourself. If you bought a new Volkswagen. This company lied and cheated their customers. They lied and cheated the regulators. They lied and cheated every living thing on this planet. It is the biggest scandal ever. That's what Volkswagen did. It affected everybody on the planet. And so when you talk about people in authority and people in positions of power and the things that they do, that's just one example, Gwyneth, of the things that they do. And so they don't have consciences. They don't think the way we do. They're different. They are defective. They're not like us. And unfortunately, they rule the planet. They literally do. Volkswagen is the largest automobile maker in the world. And who got that thing started? That would be Adolf Hitler. And what was his plan? To rule the world. Do you remember that story, Gwyneth, about?
Yeah, I do, actually. Because they wanted to see if exhaust fumes were poisonous. As if anyone doesn't know that already. And that they were torturing a bunch of animals. Yeah,
yes.
and they killed a bunch of animals.
They had little old ladies. They had little old ladies in a commercial saying, boy, I thought diesels were smelly. I thought they were dirty. Oh, not ours. Not the Volkswagen diesel. No. That's clean. They lied in their advertising as well. Outright lying. Volkswagen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Diesel cars. All of them are antiques. One is 25 years old. That's the criteria for an antique car. 25 years or older. One of them is 34 years old. The other is 38 years old. So I happen to own these, and they happen to be diesels. And they pollute, just as every other vehicle pollutes, whether it be an electric vehicle or a gas-powered vehicle or a propane-powered vehicle. They all pollute. Well, the difference is I bought none of these new. So they weren't manufactured for sale, and I bought one. I bought them used, and each one of them had been through several owners, not just one owner, several owners. So that's the difference. I'm not bringing them into this country brand new, as most people do. I buy all of our vehicles used. And yeah, they do pollute. They really do. There's no question about it. But every other vehicle does as well. And I also own some tractors that were made in Germany by a company called Deutz, D-E-U-T-Z. And they pollute, just like the John Deere diesel tractor that we have pollutes, just like the other two John Deere diesel tractors that we have pollute, and they're manufactured in Japan. So John Deere doesn't necessarily manufacture tractors. They're manufactured by other companies, and then they're painted green and yellow, and they have John Deere names on them. So I just want to let you know that, as a matter of full disclosure, I do have German-manufactured diesel automobiles. And, you know, the answer is we need to be kinder to the planet. We need to reduce. We need to reuse. So, like gas for cash for clunkers, you know, if you have an old car, destroying the old car and buying new little cars with government funds, did that really clean up the air? Well, what it did was it caused an enormous amount of pollution in the production of the new replacement vehicles, the ones that you bought in lieu of driving your old serviceable vehicle around. So I think it was a net loss in terms of pollution, in my opinion, for the world by cash for clunkers, you know, trading in that old car for a new car because of all the new manufacturing and the plastics. And then what do you do with the old ones? Because our government forced the car dealers to destroy the engines. Now, how is that good for the environment, destroying the engines? I don't know. Makes no sense to me. So, Gwyneth, I think what the theme of today's class is that we are being forced to do things by people who really do not have our best interests at heart. They have their best interests at heart. And these are people who are bribed and threatened and blackmailed, and they're running the show. Back to you.
Yeah, that's absolute truth. And they're not good people. Most of them are actually Satanists. I'd say, actually, according to Lindsay Williams, Pastor Lindsay Williams, who was, I haven't heard from him for a while. He was very, very old. But back in the 1970s, he was working as a minister of religion for an oil company up in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. And the Gull Island oil field that was up there. And they said that they hired him. He really is a man of God. Every time, he really tries to do the right thing by everybody. And the main thing that he did to really make a difference on this planet was he said, you see all these globalists, all these world leaders, most of them have interest in oil companies, and all of them are Satanists. And, he would not stop saying that. He said, I would preach Jesus Christ to them every hour of every day when I was there on the oil field, because that's a minister of That's a Christian minister's job. A Christian minister should never, ever shut up about Jesus. He should always be telling people about the Gospels and about what Jesus did dying on the cross, and that doesn't matter what church you belong to. Your message should always be Jesus Christ and Him crucified and how we have got to walk in Jesus' shoes. That's always got to be the message, and that was his message. And he said that these people who are running these oil companies, every one of them was a Satanist, and all of them were internationally prominent world leaders. And he said every world leader that he's met, all of them are Satanists. You've got to be aware of that they're not good people. And they're doing the devil's work on this earth. And you've got to stop doing what they say. You've got to start doing what God says, what Jesus says instead. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and these oil companies are manufacturing fuels for vehicles that have only been around for a little over 100 years. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.